How are we doing, everybody? This is the first ever MLB on Ice. I thought I'd get dressed up special for the occasion. And so what I do is every day as far as coverage goes, but what I wanted to do is I wanted to just go all around MLB and just report what we got. I know it's only April, but I thought it'd be pretty good. Let's begin. Okay. So as far as the Mets go against the series in Colorado, I mean, it's no surprise to anybody. And even the Mets, even though the games have been just, they've had such bad luck with all the cancellations, the postponements, but one, especially after opting out and getting injured last year, right now he's 3-0 ERA of 0.90. And Edmund Diaz, well, he got the X, so people are through. You want to see more because of the game. But we should talk about Michael Conforto start to hit a little bit, which was good. Now there is the thing with the L, which he will not live down. Well, never Rockies. I mean, play games is just, well, they're going to fall short. The only pieces they have here are Story and Blackman. Crone, you could say, is just okay. He's a name, but it's just okay at the end of the day. It's just what you expect out of the rookies. Going to the other New York team, the Yankees. Now, listen, I could make I'm going to make something separate of what the hell is going on with the Yankee fans, because I'm up there not hitting consistently up and down the line. DJ LeMahieu just started to get his timing right. People are making fun of Judge, but Judge isn't exactly the problem. Clint Frazier being inconsistent. There's been going on. Team from 2000 thing would go by other certain names. Aaron Hicks takes full things in the future for the Yankees. Now I'd like to read more on the and the because of JD Jake Disher from Sports. This is the, you know, this is basically our home and who we have known the guys or our bosses. He was pretty upset, and he was driving down the highway to find out that it was being postponed. And like, no. Poor Jake. Let's see. Expect them to fall down to earth a little bit. And I expect the Astros to rise up a little. Right now they're playing without five guys, so that's a factor in it. Offensively and rapid is then rivalry was a die. He chirps a lot to him. Man, it's just one of those hell. So he got Tatis back from the injured list, which is very exciting. And expect the MVP to be Manny Machado, actually right now being Eric Hosmer. Even off lefties, starting to have an angle that's not in the negatives, and he's batting 344. There's a couple of guys in the lineup that need to get going. Fam needs to get going. DeMayo found, and the bullpen shut him down four straight ins at that. A weakness to the team. This and well, he does it in six innings, one run, seven strikeouts. As far as just us and turns back 400, which is crazy. Especially since no one's thinking about what he do with him. They're not going to re-sign him. That's what most people thought, but no, he came back and he's proven. Hopefully up to those regular day pieces. But this team, well, it's solid all the way through. And the fact you got a $30 million guy who should be starting in the bullpen for when you go into extras, I mean, you can't get more depth than that. You just can't. If we go, now some people say, oh, they're not going to be that bad. Yeah, but what's just significant about the pieces that have just moved on? I think it's going to go later on, particularly with the bullpen pieces. They were up against the Tigers. Now, the sensation. Wow. Akil Baddoo. Now, outside Miguel Cabrera, and plus he's hurt right now, when Castellanos left, you had Miguel Cabrera, and then the lineup, you're like, oh, right now you have Baddoo. He's got to be a sensation this year. He just seems ready for it, if you know what I mean. And as far as the A's go, Matt Chapman needs to pick it up a little bit. 3 strikeouts today. Michael Boy was on the mound. Aside that, Elvis Andrews right now is batting 127. That is not what they had in mind. And Jed Lowry, I'm not sure how many plays. Oh boy, do the Mets hate him. But that's expected. And Matt Olson, yeah, a lot higher average than I thought right now, 289. Yeah. They'll keep it consistent, I hope. But right now, that division's going to be wide open if all these teams go full head of steam. When the Astros get back to health, the fact that the A's, the Astros, and the Angels are going to be fighting for it, and then we'll see what the Mariners are going to do. Rangers. If this was, there we go. Now, off hitter a bit. I think he's the pickup. I think so. That could go in there. But until then, not a great team right now. They lack back hitters. But today, we Gibbs in a 0-run ball over the course of 8 innings against John Means. 10 innings, no earned runs. This went to extras. Rangers won, Orioles nothing. Low scoring game for both teams. Combined use, so let's see, 10 innings. Not bad as far as pitchers. We got 3 for the Rangers. We got, looks like 5 for the Orioles. Not too bad at all. But we'll see these teams here and success in the offseason. But in the last 2 or 3 years, helpful rebuilds and we little bit on Pittsburgh was better than most people thought. That's is this gonna give me problems or what? Come on, people. Now. I guess I have to do it a different way. Well, rather new school. Oh, here we go. So the one thing that's going to really be interesting is the National League Central. But I'm concerned about Christian Yelich. Anytime you have a back issue, and still bases. He'll allow home runs. He's got a lot of fielding ability. What's going to happen in the long haul? He just signed a big contract. What's going to happen? Because when, every time I think of the back for a baseball player, I'm thinking, okay, longevity, how are we going to do this? If you're going to be David Wright and you have a back issue and play through it, by the time that you hit your mid to late 30s, it's going to bite you. So I'm not taking a chance at playing through this pain, and Dexter is going to pay a good amount of contract, so why bother? I still think that Yelich, Bradley, and, you know, if Kane is out there and healthy, I think that's one of the best defensive outfielders and defensive outfields in baseball. But right now, the fact that Pittsburgh is actually beating them, and I mean, I get that this is going to be just one of those long, grueling series. You got multiple pitchers out there. Their offense can't. And using Yelich in that lineup just hurts because that's your MVP and the team. Offensively, they could pick it up a little bit. Pirates are hidden on up in the lineup. I'd say doubt they get going, but because they've been producing for a team, could estimate around 50 games, 56. No, and got seven. So it has. It's weird going at you. Was signed so far. Himself actually thought, okay, when Longoria goes away and goes over to his town, you know, his home California, and play. Now, ballpark, it's very difficult for right hand hitters. You're a power guy, but Longoria right now is batting over 300. Yes, of 993. So far, doing good and doing the job, and that's what you like. Again, nothing battle. You got good five ends of shutout ball, and the bullpen has been if you go towards the been 316 two hole right season. You got Aguilar back up back high. Yeah, going okay. BA's got to do, especially if you're looking at Pablito Lopez, Sandy. Things are looking good on me, but I'm gonna look the max and he's got to really got something about. And let's see, go with my games here. I actually saw the entire series of this of Toronto and Kansas City. So what we have as far as but Salvador Perez one day is going to have his number. You heard it here first. And why? It's not because he's hot right now. It's because he's solid. He's been underappreciated in Major League Baseball, a World Series championship. three charges. There's a couple get the roof. In doing so, they got a couple postponements. So, Simeon, well, right now, Simeon is going okay. Button. You're now here in behind. OPS over 1100, closer to 400. Now, Grichuk, I mean, he struck out four times, 2-0 against the Royals. Even then, he's still okay. Telez, he's been cold all year. We got which I weighed my recently. I'm 5'7", 80. Apparently, this guy is 5'4", 265. I'm thinking to myself, where in God's is he putting all this? You put it in the thighs. This is like because it's not all gut. I mean, I'm not a dude, but like some people, 180 pounds, they do it, and I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't just pull, just as I can't explain that to you any way. I just, but the fact that I mean, it's a catch, so anything goes there. But we shall see what happens here. Also, a side note, Joe Panic. A guy used to work, his name is John Hess. The patience for him. But right now, he's actually earning a spot in the lineup. It goes by who's hot, who's not. What I would do, I say you got to keep Panic in the lineup. His natural position is second base. He can do at third. But you got to mix this up. Put Bichette at leadoff. Have Ladd right behind him. I'd say Grichuk is against some rent. Cage, Biggio at 9. If there's any the Royals, there's a couple where you say to yourself, Dialer. Now the pick you complain about. And they're not a complete team, but they're almost there. One thing I could argue about is maybe Carlos Santana hit higher and around. So all's well that ends well. Now, this goes to McKenna, my boss over at Drafting. Now, he's a Braves fan. He's new into baseball as well. I actually put a video out saying the Cubs need to start hitting. And then they put up 13 runs after having MLB low 2.8 runs in a game. And so far, it is the bottom of the fourth inning. It is 7-3 Atlanta. But as far as I'm concerned with the Cubs, I mean, I don't want to beat the dead horse here, people. I just don't. But right now, the fact that you have 5 hits a year, the fact that you have a leadoff hitter that's batting 178 right now, hitting up whatever, real star ball, ball, Peterson, you're always going to have trouble with because he's an all or nothing guy. All down, say. Probably the last 4 years, as in it is a great line in pitching, but you have no idea if it's going to blow out on either side. And then there's going to be an time where the fans are going to turn out and being like, what the hell do you mean this game three? As should have been. Gods have to say it. But that's just his. This again, anything happened in that division. We just recently had Angel go with his first pitch out in ninth inning. It is a 9-inning, 2-hit, no walks, 10 Ks, shutout. And with today's analytics, with today's pitch count was at 109 for 73 strikes, which is phenomenal. Aaron Nola got it done. And congratulations to Harper on a 3-hit game. He's saying, hey, happy that Harper is producing. There's a couple guys. It was cable. Everybody could read my thoughts. Cardinals, like I said before, good lineup, good bullpen, but just like the, they can blow out or be blown out at any time. Just see for the future. Fox series, including a couple doubleheaders. Let's see. Trying to go through. Haven't really been through it too much. The second game of today's Sunday, the Red Sox didn't hit much, only 4 hits, 1 run. We had Perez, Bryce. Perez, not a great game. But Oak only had 3 ins as well. Need to be like. Bullpen. When you get into those type of scenarios, you're thankful for the 7 innings. Was Tim Anderson because I'm like, whoa, a guy that's favorite. I wonder when he was going to pick that. A leadoff hit at a 3-game and those guys. For some people that are wondering, Moncada. Again, a switch hitter, thing that's expected to be he got a hit today. Again, switch hitters. I'll give you all cooking with gas in his career. Uses a what great defensively. In my opinion, pretty damn well. And that is the truth. So Arizona, Washington, I caught a little bit of it. Now the Diamondbacks, I didn't think were going to be that great here just because of the competition. Nationals, I kind of expected a little bit. 5-8 right now. They've been, I'd say, hidden well. No complaints there. The only thing is, and we said it a couple years ago now, it's the bullpen. We even said it the year they won the World Series, the bullpen concerns me. And sure enough, I'm not wrong there. If we go by the Arizona, Zach Greinke, why'd you have to trade him? I'm but then you get rid of Zach Greinke and you sign Madison Garner. He did win today. 5 innings, 2 runs, 1 walk, 5 breakouts. But in 3 starts, the ERA is an alarming 8.68. I have no idea if it's a giant uniform thing. I have no idea if it's a dynasty thing. I know some people. Oh, but how many miles are on that arm? A lot, that's what. Now, I think Arizona's going to be burnt toast on that contract, but I'm not sure if they care or not. Do I think that these teams are going to be middle of the pack this year? We shall see. Arizona's got a couple hot teams in front of them. As far as the Nationals, in the NL East division, you are always, 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 every single game that they play each other. Any of those 4 teams that are going to play one another, 5 in total, that is, you never know if it's going to be a guaranteed win or loss because anything could happen. That's baseball. Now let's see. I think I covered everything. I think I covered the Dodgers and Padres series. Let's go to Cleveland, Cincinnati. Teams there are better than everybody thought right now. One thing is I actually thought was going to happen. And we thought that they were going to trade him. I think he will be down the line, but that's just me. And in doing so, we have Ahmed Rosario that was from the Mets trade that was acquired a piece for Francisco Lindor. They're having him go between shortstop and center field. Now, right now, he's not hidden. And the fact that in just a few spring training games, you're expecting a guy to be a forever middle infielder to go to center field? That's going to be a really rough transition. I mean, you got guys like Shane Bieber that are going to be on the pitching staff. Today, 8 innings, 3 earned runs off 6 hits, 2 walks, 13. That's 13 strikeouts. Again, amazing in this era, no matter how you look at it. And then, let's see. Is that Wade Miley that was on Cincinnati? Let me just double-check that. Yep, Wade Miley. He gets the loss, 5 innings, 4 earned runs. Now, the Reds are always going to on the lineup. Castellanos, he cooled down just a wee bit. Suarez needs to pick it up. We got Schrock. We just don't know what he is yet. I don't think he's got his timing yet. Once you start getting your timing and start seeing the ball well, it starts to go a lot better in your favor. I mean, it is a tiresome, gruesome process. You do have to stay with it mentally. But I think he will get around. I think that is it for today. Now, as far as my picks going on for Monday, what you typically do is for those who do bet on the games or put in lineups, such as I do occasionally when I have the time, what I like to do is I would like to go with a good matchup here and there. For example, if we go against JD Martinez versus Lucas Giolito, we have 3 hits. one walk and a strikeout for JD versus Giolito. And if we go by Gonzalez, 13 at-bats, three hits, one of them being a double, one of them being a home run, five RBIs, two walks. That is 16 plate appearances. Average, 231. Would you want to play him? And maybe not. But if we want to go something also, if we go by Rafael Devers, six appearances, four at-bats, one walk, two strikeouts, no hits. Again, though, small sample size. But if we want to go something outrageous, notes. Let's see. Bryce Harper versus Kevin Gausman. 18 appearances, 12 at-bats, 5 hits, 1 being a home run, 5 walks. Batting against him, 417. If I'm in a lineup, I'm thinking about it. You go by sample size, and then you go by the averages afterwards. Like if we go by what Gary Sanchez was against David Price, especially when Gary Sanchez seems to be hitting the ball, it's irresistible. Let's see. Kyle Schwarber against Jack Flaherty. 2 for 20. Stay away. Anything else good that stands up? Try to find a big sample here. Isaiah Kinler-Falefa. 6 for 10 off Dylan Bundy. Or if you want to go something bigger, Brock Holt versus Dylan Bundy is 11 for 17. That right there, well, I don't want to be Dylan Bundy. But I think that's enough for me. We've talked about all the teams going on. Got some good notes right here. Had them written up on my screen. That covers everything. And so I can't wait to be doing this. This is going to be a regular Sunday segment. And I can always go into rule books, instant replay, and everything else where you need a rant on Major League Baseball. And this is what we got. This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of Undrafted Sports. I'm happy to be along as a journalist and a podcast anchor. And we'll see everybody next time. You've all been great as always.